Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I was unhealthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Hey cattlemen, more producers use Cydectin, Moxidectin, than any other Puron cattle dewormer. It's the number one selling branded cattle dewormer on the market, providing broad spectrum control of 33 parasite species and stages. So treat your cattle with Cydectin this season, because you have nothing to lose except parasites. Visit your local retailer or go online to BayerLivestock.com for more information. Remember to keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Well, more than 140 members of Congress sent a letter April 1st to U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue urging immediate assistance for America's cattle producers. The AFR-OFU cooperative leadership is pleased to see all seven members of the Oklahoma congressional delegation has signed their support to that letter. Oklahoma's cattle producers are navigating unprecedented market conditions due to COVID-19, said AFR-OFU President Scott Blubaugh. Without prompt emergency funding, many of our state's producers face an uncertain future. It's reassuring to see that our congressmen recognize this issue and have joined in the push for immediate relief from USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue. The requested assistance would be provided through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Stabilization CARES Act. The CARES Act provides $14 billion towards replenishment of the Commodity Credit Cooperation, or the CCC, and an additional $9.5 billion to support farmers and ranchers as they weather the financial storm that's been caused by the global coronavirus pandemic. The bipartisan letter acknowledged the market turbulence caused by COVID-19 and calls on USDA to quickly provide targeted, temporary, equitable relief to cattle producers in a manner that limits market distortion and negative effects on price discovery. We hope Secretary Perdue takes notice of the bipartisan support for our nation's cattle producers shown in this letter, said Blubaugh. Lawmakers from across the country and across the aisle want swift and effective monetary relief for those who grow America's beef. Well, taking a look at the latest drought monitor map released, it shows a small section of far western Oklahoma there in the panhandle that still needs rain. This region, which includes all of Cimarron County and part of Texas County, has been plagued with moderate to severe drought stretching back into October. Recent rains have improved the situation in southwest Oklahoma, where Greer County is the only area showing a section in the abnormally dry category. Overall, today only about 6% of the state is listed as abnormally dry to moderate dry. There's no extreme or exceptional drought anywhere in Oklahoma. Well, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is calling on the U.S. Department of Justice and Ag to investigate potential market manipulation and other illegal activity by meat packers in the cattle industry. Grassley, a longtime advocate for agriculture in the Senate, says with the shelf prices of meat at record highs and the high rate of concentration in the meatpacking industry, there are concerns that the difference in these margins is the result of illegal practices. Grassley sent a letter to Attorney General William Barr and USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue. In the letter, he cites repeated and numerous concerns raised by farmers and ranchers about possible illegal practices due to the consolidation in the meatpacking industry. The senator is now asking for both departments to investigate the serious allegations. You've got farm news on Ron.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.